Blog Talk Radio. At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you listening to the program today. And maybe you're listening to the program archived, and I appreciate that as well. If you would like to be a part of the program and you're wondering how to do that, let me tell you, all you have to do is pick up your phone, punch in these numbers, 347-327-9316. And also, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, I will tell you, you do need to push that one, and that way a little hand goes up on my switchboard, and I know you want to talk to me. Otherwise, you just sit on my switchboard and listen, and that's okay if that's what you need to do. All right, but the call-in number is 347-327-9316. There's a few callers ahead of you already, but not a whole lot. All right, let's go ahead and tell you the card for the show today. It comes from my Healing with the Angel deck. And it's the surrender and release card. And that is what Spirit is calling us to do, is to release all of our stuff. You know, all our worries, all our stuff. Wouldn't that be really nice if we can do that? And we can do that. It's just that, do we want to do that? And what I mean by that is, you know, all of our junk. We can just hand over to the Spirit within us and say, hey, you know what? I can't handle this on my own. Can you help me a little bit? And that's what they're wanting us to do. You know, saying, hey, you know, I need some help here. And just so surrender and release and let go of all of your stuff and go into the Spirit within you in this now moment. All right? So that's the card for the show today. Let me give you my website address if you would like to set up a reading with me. I do have some time today as well, and it's www.insightswithmichael.com. That's www.insightswithmichael.com. All right? You can find information over there about how to set up a reading and stuff like that. All right. And I'm still working on that site. We will have an about page up soon. So all that stuff's over there. Okay. At www.insightsmichael.com. Let's see if there's anything else I need to tell you at this moment. I don't think so. So let's go ahead and go into the program. And what I want you to do as we get ready to go forward into the program today is close your eyes with me for just a second here. Let's just close our eyes. And just release all of our worries, all of our fears, surrender all that stuff to the Spirit within us. And just creating sacred space right now. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to open the program. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And right now, as we step into this sacred space, into this now moment with you, we surrender and release all of our worries, all of our fears, all of our stuff to you. Because, Father, Mother, God, sometimes it seems really big. all our problems, but there is nothing too big for you. So this moment in time, I surrender and release all of my stuff. I can't speak for my listeners, but I can speak for me. And I surrender and release all of my worries, all of my fears, all of my concerns unto you at this moment in time. Father, Mother God, right now, I pray for my listeners, those listening to me right now, and those listening to this program later archived. I pray that you would help them learn how to step into the now. Not to worry about the past, not to worry about the future, but in this now moment. Father, Mother God, I pray that you would just bless them in every area of their life, financially, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever needs they have, that you would help them with those. Father, Mother God, I pray for this program that you would continue to lead and guide us as we go forward today on air, that you would help me completely and absolutely step out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. Right now, I ask you to surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to our first caller of the day. I got two calls coming from the same area, so I'm going to say 303, and your first part of your number starts with a 5. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Anastasia.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I wanted to know what you see relationship-wise with me and this guy, Noah Isaac.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, he had, so I kind of asked him on two different dates and kind of made an excuse for both, but then he asked my friend if I liked him, and then he said that he doesn't know me and that I shouldn't be involved with his friends or something like that. So I just wanted to know where, like, what he's thinking or where is it going.
Okay. All right. I'm having a really, really hard time hearing you. I will tell you that. So let me repeat back to you what I sort of heard as a question. So you're wondering about the relationship with Isaac, if it's going to go anyplace or if it's not. Is that correct?
Yeah, his name's Noah, though.
Oh, Noah. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why I had a name Isaac, so maybe there's an Isaac.
Oh, because that's his last name.
Oh, that's okay.
That's his
okay,
last
okay.
name.
Okay, because I was like picking up that name pretty strong. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that for me, because I was like, okay, who is this other person then? All right, okay. So let's tap in here. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to get his name on air, but that's all right. Let's go ahead and focus here, and let me be quiet for just a second, okay? I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up, and I don't know if it's what you want to hear, but it's what I need to tell you, okay? As far as this relationship with Noah goes, I don't feel like it's going to be what you want it to be. I feel like that there could be a friendship that comes out of this, but as far as a relationship, I don't see that with him. He is very shy, and he's very reserved. I will tell you that. When I pick it up his energy, it just feels like he's been hurt a lot. I don't feel like it's anything personal. It's just, he's just in a shell. Does this make sense to you? It just feels like he, and once we get hurt, we put walls up a lot of times, and that's what I feel like Noah has done here. And, you know, I just don't feel like he's ready for a relationship with anybody. The thing with Noah is I feel like that Noah needs to get to know Noah. And then open up. I just feel like that if you try to get into a romantic relationship with him, it would just end up in a disaster, because I just don't feel like he's ready for anything serious. Now, if you move on from him, I will tell you I do feel like that there is another presence that will come in here as you go into next year, possibly even this year, somebody popping in about November, because I was going to say next year. And then all of a sudden, I saw somebody popping into your path in November. So things can change that fast. But as far as this person, I just don't feel like it's going to work out. Not in a romantic sense like maybe you want. Okay? I'm sorry I had to tell you that, but that's what I'm picking up. Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
You.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. Hang in there, okay? Somebody's coming into your life. All right. Hang in there. All right. Bye-bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to my next call from 303 area. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, it's really funny that I had two calls from the same area back to back. So that's interesting. Okay, go ahead. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name's Faith, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice on a relationship in
okay,
my
must,
life.
Okay, it must be. Yeah, it must be relationship day. So that's okay. Okay, now are you seeing somebody right now? Because I feel somebody around you. Are you seeing somebody now or?
No, but I'm kind of interested in one person right now.
Okay. Because I'm and that might be why I'm picking up, because I believe you think about this person a lot, so that could be why I'm picking up their energy. I will tell you that I do feel like that this could work into something really good and long term, but there is also going to take some time. You know, everything takes time. So a lot of times we rush in to relationships. So what Spirit wants you to do is really look at yourself, be sure that you've dealt with all the baggage from the past that. You know, because a lot of times when we go into a new relationship, a lot of times we have that old baggage, you know,
right.
with us. And so we don't want to carry that old baggage into a new relationship. I've seen a lot of times people, you know, compare, you know, their old partner with the new person, and that never works. So don't do that, okay? But as far as this person that you're interested in, I feel like you're going to have to take some steps to initiate this. You know, like, you know, ask them out or something like that. Because I don't feel like that they're the type that would do that. I feel like that they are interested. I will tell you, I feel like they're interested in you. But I don't feel like that they're the person that would step out and make that initial contact. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that does.
Okay. Because I just feel like that here you're going to have to take that step and say, hey, you know, and I wouldn't make it anything really serious. You know, maybe just say, hey, let's go grab a burger or something. You know what I'm saying? And that way, because I, again, like the first caller, I feel like that the person that you're interested in, I feel like that there's some hurts and stuff, you know, sort of gun shy a little bit. So I would take it really slow. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I would just take it really slow. But I will tell you that I do feel long-term relationship energy with us. But you're going to have open communication and go. And again, I'm going to repeat, slow. If you push him, he's going to run like a jackrabbit. Okay?
Okay.
So don't push, all right? Because this looks like a really good thing for you. So I would hate to see him run like a jackrabbit, all right? So you hang in there. All right. You have a good day.
All right.
Thank
you. Too. Thank you so much.
No problem. Yeah, so that's pretty funny. All right, let's go ahead and move on here. 111, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Anybody? Hi, you're on air.
Oh, okay, great. I got a question, too, similar to that one.
Okay.
Do you see when or anything about the next person for relationship coming in? Because...
Okay.
You know, so far it's, you know, been quite a while.
Okay. All right. Could I get your name? It would just help me tap into your energy a little bit. I don't have your name, please.
Okay, Mara, and I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me tap in here. Okay. It looks like November to me. Somebody coming in. I don't have any details of what they look like or anything like that. A lot of times people ask me those questions.
I'm not saying look like. Are they around my age? Or are they like?
It looks like he's about a couple years older than you. So whatever age you are, it looks like about 2 years older than you. Somebody that's really dependable. I will tell you that. And somebody that's very, very loyal. When he makes a commitment to you, that's what it will be, a commitment.
Oh, wow.
You know, you don't have to worry about him ever looking for somebody else. Because,
that's refreshing.
I guess that's
why I'm currently alone, because
right.
that's happened
yeah.
a number of times, you know,
right.
that they, you understand, I felt like I was sloppy seconds. You know?
Right, yeah, yeah. But his eyes won't be roaming. You know, guys have roaming eyes sometimes.
Oh, well, I know, guy, and I know, yeah, and I consider if they're not interested in me, I know right off the bat if they have that and talking about other women, I nip it in the bud right away.
Right, yeah, and this
so
guy
that's
is not
why
gonna be,
basically
yeah.
I...
Yeah.
But is this, he like, is it someone I know, is someone I'll just meet, or any astrological sign or anything you can tell me so I know?
I'm getting that, okay, because I got two different signs for him. So hold on for a minute, because there might, let me see why I have two different signs in my head.
Yeah, because certain signs have roaming eyes. I know, like, what sign I'm not compatible with.
Right, yeah.
If I knew all that from the beginning, I would have eliminated a lot of my relationships.
Yeah, because I'm picking up that he's a Pisces.
Oh, yeah, that was my last relationship. It didn't work out because he had roaming eyes.
Okay, your last relationship was a Pisces. Okay, let's see if I'm seeing different relationships here.
Is he coming back?
Oh, I don't feel like that you want him back, so I would,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I feel like that maybe because of what I'm picking up, you know, really look at it, be sure that you don't have any hard feelings, release any of that stuff. Maybe that's why he's popping up, you know what I'm saying? Just for you to examine your feelings, be sure you don't have any baggage going into this new relationship.
Oh, that's why I waited so long. But
right,
I'm saying, is there anything I can, besides being loyal, any other trait I'm going to meet him unexpectedly, or
it's going to be an unexpected thing. This is somebody that you do not know at this point. It's going to be like when this happens, it's going to be like sparks are going to fly. You're going to know who this guy. You're going to know when you meet this guy because you're just going to feel that because you're very intuitive yourself. And so
I know, and it's a long-term relationship because there was somebody like a couple of weeks ago that I connected with from high school who moved down here, and he said to me, let's go out, and I never heard from him, and I'm thinking, he was making the overture to go out, and then it's been 2 weeks, and I never heard from him, and I'm thinking, what I mean?
Right, yeah, he wasn't the one either, but I feel like that you're going to find this person in November. And it's going to be sort of like at a cafe or something like that. Cause I see like something like that, like tables, chairs, something that would remind me of a restaurant sort of kind of setting.
Great.
Yeah. So that would be a good thing. So, but I do appreciate you calling in. All right.
Oh, I really thank you. I really
You're
thank
welcome.
You a lot. That know that I won't be alone before the holidays because.
Oh no!
You know,
no,
I
you
took
won't.
I took a break. You know, I took a break a few years from relationships.
Right.
You know, because I don't want the repeated pattern.
Right. Yeah. You gotta
break
that.
You hit it on the nose when they start looking or talking about other women or celebrities.
Right.
You think, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So you understand what I'm saying. If you're attractive yourself and they make you feel like not good about yourself, that's basically why my relationships ended.
Yeah, those are warning signs, yes. But the guy coming into your path, like I said, I really feel like that cycle, the cycle that you've been in, you know, going into a relationship with a guy and then him going out with somebody else, That's broken. I really feel like that's broken. So I don't see that repeating with this new person. So that's a good thing, and that's what you want. But I do appreciate you calling in. You got awesome energy. You have a great day, okay?
Okay, thanks. You too. God bless. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, let me give you a website address if you would like to set up a reading with me. I do have time to do some today. www.insightswithmichael.com is where you can set up full readings with me. All right, let's go ahead and move on with some calls here. Let me give you a caller number really quick. I do have several callers ahead of you, but 347-327-9316 if you would like to get on the switchboard. 231, you're on air. Hi. Hello? Okay, I guess I've already, I don't know. Let me give you some direction. Maybe that will help me because I don't have anybody really helping me today with phones. When I say hi to you, I would appreciate you saying your first name out loud for me. That would just help me tap into your energy and save some time, okay? 616, you're on air with me. Hi.
Yes, hi. My name is Joan.
Hi, Joan. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just wondering if you have any messages from Spirit for me today.
Okay. Let me go ahead and shuffle my Healing with Angel cards, and let's see what the cards want to say, okay?
Okay, good.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Have you called in before, or is this your first time?
I don't know. I don't think I've called in before.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either. You don't sound familiar to me. A lot of times
I talk.
But you got the one thing I will tell you. You got really good energy. The only thing that I'm really focusing on here is do you have sometimes you make a decision and you go back, you don't stick with it. Does that make any sense to you? Because
because all Spirit's the time.
Because Spirit's saying that you have a hard time trusting yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what Spirit's saying here to you, because the message here is to begin to trust yourself more.
Okay.
You really doubt a lot of stuff that you go, man. Okay, you want to do this and then you stop. It's like you got a whole bunch of projects, but none of them are completed. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Totally. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where to start.
Yeah, because I almost see like a desk piled with papers. You know, it's like, is that okay? Now, are you intuitive yourself? Because why would I see cards with you? Do you read cards, or why would I see cards with you?
I try to read cards. I picked them up a year ago and been studying it. Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I really feel like that you need to work with that. If nothing else, read for yourself every day.
Okay.
You know, because they're focusing really on that at the moment. So really, the one thing that we need you to get to, and then I'm going to pull some cards for you. But the one thing that Spirit really wants you to go into is the Spirit within you, because you even question that sometimes. So the one thing that you need more than anything else with your path right now is grounding. Do you do any grounding exercises?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Just like everything else, I start and then I put it off to the side and start something else.
Yeah, you need to really do that every day, because right now you're all over the place.
Yeah.
And but that's not really hard. And once you start doing that, you know, just try, you know, today, you know, ground yourself every day, and that will help. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you.
Okay, good.
Spiritual growth, definitely what we're talking about. I definitely see that for you. As you go into October, as you go out of September here, because September's ending, I see a lot of spiritual growth for you in October, where you're really more focused. That's a good thing.
Okay.
That's where we need to get you. They also want you to go outside more in the nature card. You know, just go for a walk, if nothing else. You know, just clear your head. Your head is full of cobwebs. There's a whole bunch of, things up there that we need to get rid of. The cinder.
Oh, I know.
I know.
I'm in there all the time.
Yeah. We need to get you out of your head and into center. Balance card. Things that we've already talked about are popping up. The one thing that I would do is one of the grounding exercises that I use personally is I visualize roots going out of me into Mother Earth, and I visualize myself as a tree every single day, and it helps. Otherwise, I'd be bouncing off the walls. And so, because I have so much energy. You got a lot of energy inside of you. What we need to do is harness that. And I would love to work with you, off air, to help you learn how to do that. You can go to my website and find information about how to do that. But because you definitely need to harness that and how to develop that. Because you got a lot of energy. When I look at you, you're like a little rubber ball just bouncing all over the place. So what we need to do is get you to learn how to balance that, where you're not having that shaky stuff going on. And it wouldn't take very long, actually. I feel like that it's something that we could work together on to get accomplished, okay? Just go to my website and set up a reading with me and stuff like that, all right?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I'll do that.
I appreciate you calling in. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Let me make a note here, because otherwise I'm going to get lost really, really fast, really quick. Okay. You don't know what you have until it's gone. And Rose can't be with us today, and I don't even know if she knows that we're on air. So, but I appreciate Rose so much and realize. Hi, 770, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How can I help you today?
It's relationship day. I'm just wondering how where my relationship with my husband's going.
Oh, okay. Let's look at this. I'm gonna slow down since you're already in a relationship, and let me just slow down here for a minute and let's focus on the energy, okay?
Do you need his name?
No, I already have his energy. Because I picked that up from you. I don't need his name. Could you just give me the initial of his middle name? Just be sure.
L.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. All right. Okay, now, is there... I don't feel like there's any communication. You guys are not talking. Is that correct?
Well,
what about
we're talking,
serious things?
We're talking now more than we have been, you know. Right. And it's just... I'm not sure about anything.
Okay, you're right, yeah. Because when I'm tapping into you, all of a sudden I have this pain like down in my solar plexus, which where all your emotions are. So you're really emotional right now. But also at the same time, the one thing that I pick up on your energy is very strong person. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I have to be, I guess.
yeah, right now you do. Yeah, right now you do. It's almost like you had to take over the reins or something. Like, does that make sense? I don't know what they're trying to show me. They're showing me signs, and they're showing me with you like with reins, like in charge at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It really does.
Okay. Because a lot of times my spirit guide will show me signs, and my job is to put the puzzle together as quick as possible here so we're not spending a whole bunch of time. But I, as far as your relationship goes, I'm just going to be honest with you. If there's not more open, honest communication, I feel like that this relationship could have a separation. Now, I want to be clear on separation and divorce. Those are two different things. So does that make any sense to you that I might be seeing that?
Yes, it does.
Because I just feel like you're getting really tired of the situation, and you know that doesn't. And I will be clear that this doesn't mean that this relationship is over. It does mean that there's possibly a separation coming, and I'm seeing this coming, possibly towards November or December here. And I feel like that you've bounced that around in your head many times. But you know, that's what I'm seeing at the moment, and I'm really sorry. But the one that I will say is open communication, honest open communication could stop this. Okay.
It doesn't
have to go
that way. Well, the thing is he's had an affair and,
yeah,
he says it's over, but I don't think it really is.
Okay. I'm going to step out and say that it is, because I checked.
Yes.
Yeah, I checked. Usually the first thing that I talk about, the first thing I check in when relationship questions come in, the very first thing I check is cheating.
Yeah.
You know, because especially if there's a problem. You know, I believe that he is very sorry that this happened, but again, once trust is broken, because I've been here in relationship, once that trust is broken, it's hard to get back. But I will tell you that I don't see another woman around him. I checked three times on that, and I didn't see him being with somebody now. I did see some cheating in the past, but that's the past. We have to try to move past that.
Is it only one or several?
I only seen one.
Yeah. Okay.
I only saw
that's
one
what he,
time.
That's what
yeah.
he's saying, that this was only one. See, I confronted him with it, and
right.
at first he lied, and then I gave him proof of what was going on.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. Is he willing to work to get things where it should be?
Yeah, I believe he is. The thing is are you? I mean, because I feel like that there's a lot of hurt, which is understandable, you know, and that's probably why I picked up a lot of emotions, you know, in your solar plexus, because nobody likes to be cheated on. Nobody likes that. And so, you know, you're just going to have to look at yourself and see if you're able to forgive and to move past this. And, you know, that's going to be totally you. But I, you know, the one thing I will tell you, the one thing I keep seeing is I keep seeing you leaving or him leaving. There's a separation that's possibly here in November. You know, again, it's
and
all
going to
be.
It would be me leaving because I would be the only one who could leave.
Yeah, because and the one thing that I would tell you as I get ready to move on to another caller, you're going to really have to look at, you know, if you're able to forgive, because that's really hard. I will tell you it's really hard when you have these problems, and I'm sorry you're in this mess at the moment, but just remember your angels are with you, your loved ones on the other side are with you to help you through this, and the only person that can make this decision is you. My job is just to tell you what I'm seeing, and at this point, I do see maybe a separation here, but I believe that this relationship can be salvageable, but I do feel like that there possibly is a separation for a little bit. Okay?
Well, do you think by me separating from him, he'll get the picture that
right, yeah,
I'm not going to put up with this stuff?
Right, yeah, and that's what I'm seeing, because you're a very strong-willed person, yeah. So, I believe that. That's very possible. Okay, I do appreciate you calling in, but I'm going to have to move on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, those situations are hard. But, you know, just remember, hand it over to your angels, and your angels will help you with it. So, all right, let's move on to 856. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? It's my name is Donna.
Donna, appreciate you calling in. How can I help you today?
Thanks. Yes, it really is a relationship day because I have a relationship question.
Okay.
There are two guys. I hope it's okay to ask. One is okay. His name is Doug, and okay. I wanted to find out where you saw it going, and the other one is Randy.
Okay. All right. Could you say the names of the people again? Just I want to check something.
Doug.
Doug, okay.
And Randy.
Okay. All right. When you say, okay, could I get your name, please? Oh, Donna.
Donna.
Okay, sorry. Okay, my spirit guide just said, Sherry said that. So, all right. Hey, I've been reading for a little bit. Give me a break here. So the first name that you said, I will tell you, when you said the first name, I got a very uneasy feeling with the first name. I would say the second name is more... what you're looking for. I don't know why I got a very uneasy feeling with the first one. I can't give you an exact reason, but I trust my intuition. And when you said the first name, I had like this pit in my stomach. It was just this, you know, like somebody took their fist and slugged me in my stomach. I don't know exactly why I felt that. But the second name, I felt more of a tingly sensation. I felt more of a confirmation. So does that make any sense to you? But I would go with the second name here more.
Okay. I'm not sure because I'm into both of them. I just wasn't sure. The second one, Randy, has been kind of in a way stringing me along, and I didn't know if that was going to go anywhere, and I was just wondering.
Right.
Where is that going to go, I guess I could say.
Okay, now, so Randy is the second name you said, right?
Randy's the second name, yes, correct.
Okay, Randy is the second name, okay. Yeah, I feel like that will change. You just have to be more clear with him on how you're feeling and be more open, honest conversation with him. But for some reason, I feel like that will calm down, and you know, I'm re-looking at this, but I still feel like he's the right one down the line. Now, are these, you know, is he long term? I can only see about a year, and I see him in that year. I see him, you know, here at this now moment. I can't see past December, but that doesn't mean that he's not there. It just means I can't see past that at the moment. So, you know, for the next few months here, you know, I feel like that he's the better choice of the two. But again, you got free will. but that's just what I'm picking up. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Hold on for just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Yep. Okay.
Because all of a sudden I just picked up something. Your financial situation, is it good, bad, indifferent? Because I feel like there's an improvement coming. Are you thinking thinking about a job of your own? Do you work at home?
Well,
or
I'm waiting to hear. I'm waiting to hear. Right now, I'm not. I don't have a job.
Okay.
So and that's yeah. So I'm waiting to hear from different places. So far, nothing. So
okay,
if you're seeing that, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Something's opening up job wise for you. And I just saw this as we got ready to end here. That's why I stopped you. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say you're working by that second full week in October.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
something's
like
opening. Yeah, something's opening up. I feel like an interview that first week in October, and then I feel like that you're working that second week in October.
That will be a job that I'll be able to stay where I am in my house and be able to build and all that. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's really, really good.
Because I don't see a physical move for you. Not at least for a while. I don't see a physical move. I just wanted to share that with you as we got ready to close. So,
thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Bye. Yeah, because I just saw that as I got ready to click you off there, so I wanted to share that with you. 304, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, my name is Lori.
Hi, Lori. How can I help you today?
I'm so sorry to do this to you. It is such a relationship day for you.
Okay, that's all right.
There's been someone that been sort of involved with, and there's been kind of a pulling away and a misunderstanding, and I really like this person, but his name is Buddy.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do. I don't know if it's going to progress.
Okay. All right. I got the picture here. Okay. So let's zoom in. I'm going to hold on for just a minute. I need a drink. Hold on for just a minute, and I'll tap into this as well. All right. Thank you. All right. As far as Buddy goes, I'm just going to be honest, and I'm sorry, because I got to just tell you stuff that I'm seeing. I don't see this being long term. I'm really sorry. I just don't feel like that he can commit and give you what you want at the moment. That doesn't mean that this can't change, but I'm just telling you in this now moment the energy that I'm feeling. I feel like that with Buddy, I feel at this moment in time, you know, he's being very evasive. I feel like he's hiding something from you. Do you get that sometimes when you're talking
mm-hmm.
to him? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just feel like there's something that he's hiding, and I can't pick up on it. Is it another person? I don't see that. Again, those are the first things I check. I don't see anybody else around him. I just feel like that there's something in his past that just haunts him and just keeps him away from anybody. I feel like that he does care about you. I would tell you that. Now, can he work through this? Definitely, possibly. But I don't see it happening right now, you know, in this now moment. You know, this is going to be something that he's going to have to work through. Does any of this make sense to you, or am I off a little bit?
Some of it. I've kind of had a feeling like there's something that had happened in his childhood that he kind of has never shared with anyone.
Right, and that's the truth, and that this is what is affecting him, and this is not the first relationship that he has walked away from. I mean, you know, because of that, you know, this is a pattern with him, and this is what I'm concerned about, because I don't want to see you get hurt. I, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see you get hurt by this. And so, because this is just a pattern, I can just see this like almost like merry-go-round thing with him, and you know, can it
is
stop?
There anything that I can do to help him to kind of move it along? Even
the one thing that I would do is, you know, if you know, because you really do care about him, and you do
really
want this
do.
To work out. Yeah, the one thing just give him space right now. That's basically what he needs. And just let him know that you're there if he wants to talk. But whatever this is eating him, I will tell you that it just eats at him and eats at him. And this has been going on ever since he was really little. And so this is a cycle. This is going to take him, you know, unfortunately I see him, the only way to get through this is therapy or something, you know, somebody talking to him. And he talks us out because it's like a gigantic monster in his life that just keeps him from loving anybody. And it's really sad that I see this. But he can work through this. But it's going to take some time, and you're going to have to really look at are you going to be patient enough to see this through, or are you going to leave? And if you leave, I will tell you somebody does come into your path again next year. But these are choices that you have to look at and choices that you have to make. But that's what I'm seeing right now on this.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
You know, I'm really sorry, you know, and again, you know, it's, you got free will and free choices, you know, but, you know, this is just going to take a long time for him to actually be able to love you the way that you want him to. He's just unable to do it right now. So,
okay.
Okay, I'm really sorry, but hang in there, okay? All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. No problem. Yeah, you know, it's just hard when we have those. When we have those ghosts and when we have those little monsters that we carry around with us sometimes, you know, it goes back to the card of the show today. It goes back to surrender and release. It's like we all have those little inner things that go on, you know, those little inner demons of our lives that just come around and torment us. And you know, the thing, what we have to do is we have to release that and surrender that to the spirit within us. And it's not easy. A lot of times, you know, it's hard because sometimes we're going around in circles and going around in circles and we go through the same patterns, the same thing over and over and over. And what Spirit's trying to get us to do is to surrender and release that and get rid of it. But we hang on to it and we think, okay, I can handle it on my own. There are just some things, my friends, that we can't handle on our own. We gotta talk it out. We gotta work it out. You know, we've been dealing with stuff over and over for a long time. A lot of us. So what we gotta do is we gotta stop and we gotta say, hey, you know what? It is time to face this. Time to deal with it. Time to kick it out of there. And we gotta do it. All right. It's not always easy, but we gotta work on it. All right. 413. You're on air. Hi.
Hello. This is Amber.
Hi, Amber. How can I help you today?
I've been really trying to learn about my spirit guides and connecting with them. So I was wondering if there was any messages for them or even my grandmother, if there was a message.
Okay. All right. Let me switch my energy a little bit, you know, because I've been reading for a little bit. So let me adjust my energy here. So how's your day going so far? We'll do some small talk while I'm adjusting my energy. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good. Been hanging out with my daughter.
Okay, awesome. That's good. So, I will tell you, your daughter has very... Do you know that your daughter has very psychic abilities? Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, I just wanted to tap into that because I'm picking up her energy really strong. But yeah, just work with her, encourage her to develop those. But yeah, definitely. Now, what was your question again? I'm sorry. It went through one ear and out the other. So
it happens. I've been really trying to learn about my spirit guides and communicating with them. So I was wondering if there was any messages for me or even from my grandmother.
Okay. Let's go with your spirit guide first, and then I think your grandmother is going to step in here as well, because I do feel a presence coming forward. I can't guarantee that, but I will tell you that I do feel a presence stepping forward. But as far as your spirit guide goes, the one thing that I would you know, when I started working with my spirit guide, Steven, you know, I made a mistake one day in saying, okay, if you're around, you know, if you're a spirit guide and you're around, please show up. And then I saw this blue glob thing, which scared me. The best way to work with spirit guides is in your dreams. because that's a safe place, because that way you can just say, hey, you know, that was just a wacky dream. He is telling me that he's already talking to you in your dreams. You're just not paying attention to them. So what I would do is either keep a notebook near your bed and then just write down your dreams, because if you wait until, you know, the next morning, you know, maybe some of your dreams are waking you up. If we wait until the next morning, a lot of times we lose that. Following what I'm saying? So okay. He is telling me, so the first thing we know already here is that your spirit guide's a he, okay? Because so we know that already. I'm going to go with a name that I feel like that he's telling me, and he's using the name Paul. Now, do you know any Pauls on the other side? Because this could be a spirit coming
mm-mm.
through. Okay. No. So we're going to rule that out, so we don't know any Pauls in spirit world. So I'm going to say to try to use that name. Now, you know, if that's not the name he wants, he will tell you that, okay? But you know, if that doesn't feel comfortable to you, then say, okay, what's your name? But I keep hearing the name Paul for some reason. Now, that could be, you know, a spirit that's coming through for somebody else that's already on my switchboard,
mm-hmm.
or it could be him. So I would try that name. I feel confident in that, so I would try that name with him. And communicate with them, just like, you know, and just have a conversation. A lot of times with also spirit guides, you know, make an appointment, you know, make, you know your day better than I know. Okay, you know, you got
mm-hmm.
you got some kids, and and so they take your energy. So, you know, set at a time that you're going to go into a quiet place and work with your spirit guide. You know, just, you know, 5 minutes of nothing more than just 5 minutes of you just being quiet. And, you know, and talking to your spirit guide, that will help you, all right?
Okay.
Okay. And your second question, what was
my
the second
grandmother.
Part? Your grandmother. Okay, let me focus on. Okay, why would, okay, and again, this could be, you know, somebody on my switchboard. Why would I see cherry pies? Does she make cherry pies, or why would I see cherry pies?
I don't know.
I might be hungry too. Who knows?
You might be.
I might be manifesting cherry pies here.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, sweetheart. Okay, sweetheart, I'm coming. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. She's all excited about something.
No, I don't, and cherry pies, no, doesn't ring a bell for
okay,
me.
Okay, doesn't ring. Okay, all right. So I'm not just going to let that go. I don't have a connection with her. I do apologize for that. But, you know, you have a good day, and I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
All right, thank you very much, hon.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right. Sounds like the little girl was wanting to talk or something. All right, 240, you're on air with me. Hi, appreciate you calling in. Appreciate your patience as well. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Connie from Maryland.
Hi, Connie. You've been waiting for a little bit, but I appreciate it. How can I help you today?
I want to know what you are picking up concerning Derek.
Okay, Derek. Okay. When I'm tapping into his energy, why would I be feeling a very heavy feel? I mean, my stomach just feels like I'm going to explode. Why would I be feeling that with him?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, is this a relationship with Derek, or?
This is an ex, and... we've bounced back and forth, I guess, on being together, not being together.
Right.
But we're not together, and I've been really working on trying to distance myself from his energy, not pull on his energy, not really have his energy pull on mine, but either last night or the night before, something changed. I felt that there was a shift.
Okay. Because... hold on, let me be quiet for just a second, because I don't know why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. Let me check this, okay? Because
okay.
Because I'm picking up something with him. Do you know if he has any health issues?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. Okay. Because I just keep picking up something health-wise with him. Now, do you want this to work out? Because I'm a little confused here. And I've been reading for a while, so I might be getting really tired here. But do you want this to work out? Because the one thing I keep seeing here, it's like my spirit guide, Stephen, my spirit guide, he has a yo-yo, okay? And he keeps going with the yo-yo, you know, how it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Mm-hmm. That's this relationship, and it's up and down, up and down. At the moment, the yo-yo is down, okay? It's not on a higher vibration at the moment. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. I everything inside of me tells me that this is over, and I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay. So I'm very sensitive, and I hate telling people this kind of stuff, but that's what I see, and I have to go with what I see. I just feel like it's time for you to walk. I'm really, okay. Yeah. Again, that's your choice, your decision. But I just feel like that this is going to be a continuing yo-yo-yo thing. I just don't see, you know, and I looked ahead as far as I could see. I could see about a two-year window with you. And in that two-year window, I just saw yo-yo. You follow what I'm saying? And I think you want more than that. You deserve more than that. Yeah. And you got awesome energy. I'll tell you, you're an awesome light being. And so is he. He just cannot commit to you, not the way that you want right now. And I don't think that, you know, in this two-year window that I'm seeing, I just don't see that with him. And I don't know what's causing this. I will tell you also, you know, there are some health issues with him. I'm really concerned about his health because that's the first thing I focused on. But you know, as far as you and him, I think you already know that, you know, you've known this for a few months now. You're just hanging on to something that's not there anymore, and we do that sometimes, but I just don't see this working out, and I'm really sorry. But I also will tell you that somebody else is coming into path, looks like about March or April next year, so, all right? Because you got to have some time to heal. You got to have some time, you know, to you, and that's what Spirit wants you to do, is take some time for you. Because a lot of times I don't think that you do that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you need some me time. All right?
Yeah.
So have that. All right? I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Hopefully I've helped. All right. Thank you.
Okay, you have.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead. My last call of the day so far will be 561. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Stacy. I wanted to know what these... Hi. I wanted to know what you saw coming up for me. Can I just get a general reading, please?
Okay, yes, you can. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you.
Thank you.
Okay. I keep feeling some weird energy around you. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I've been reading for a little bit, so let me adjust my energy here. Because I keep feeling... Do you have spirits in your house? Do you know that?
Okay,
because I'm picking up a lot of energy around you, like spirits around you. Nothing to be afraid of, but I feel a lot of spirits around you. Now, the other question I'm going to ask you, are you a medium? Do you know you're a medium? Because there's a lot of spirits around you.
When I was younger, I could see, and it terrified me, so I blocked it. But I can sense, and I get dreams.
Okay, yeah, because because you shut it off. But I will tell you that they're around you, and they're nothing to be afraid of. Okay, because you're a born medium. What that means is that ever since you were little, you've been able to see and hear and feel spirits. Again, you didn't have that encouragement. You didn't have anybody backing you up. You know what I'm saying? You know, saying, you know, and you got into some problems sometimes, you know, people just didn't believe you, and you thought you were making it up, and you allowed your head to say, hey, you know, this is not true. You know, again, you know, I would love to work with you and help you develop that, because I would hate to see that wasted, because you'd be really good at it. But I understand the whole scared part, you know,
yeah.
when you're seeing things coming out of your wall or just out of the floor, that can be a little scary. But you know, I would definitely, you know, work on that. As far as messages go, spirit, that's one of the messages, you know, is not to let your fear dictate your future. I feel like that a lot of times there's things that you want to step out and do, but I feel like fear stops you from doing that. Does that make sense? Why would I be focusing on that? Because
yeah.
I feel a little bit of fear-based here with you. Not a whole lot. Nothing that you can't work through. Your guardian angel's watching over you. Why would I have a guardian angel popping up? Are you feeling a little insecure right now, a little unsafe? Because I got a guardian angel popping
yeah.
up here.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Wanting you to know that you're okay, that things are going to work out. The Serenity card pops up right after that card. So, you know, as you go into October, I feel like that you're going to start feeling more safe. Why would also feel a relocation for you? Are you thinking about moving?
No. Would it be a good move? I don't mind moving.
Okay, yeah. I do feel a new move coming because I got a new beginning card. I would feel again about November here. So it would be a good move, something for you to think about. Because I do feel like that you're stepping, as you go into November, I feel like November is that new beginning month for you in a lot of areas of your life. So you get out of the stagnated energy that you've been in for a while now. It just feels like you haven't been moving. Does that make sense to you? Because I haven't moved since May.
I feel so stagnant.
Yeah, you feel stuck. It's almost like you feel like you're in quicksand, like you just keep going down and down and down and down. Okay, that's going to stop. Okay, I definitely see a stop here. So as you go into November, that's going to be that new start for you. A whole new life is ahead for you as you go into November. So I'm excited for you. That doesn't mean October is going to be awful. It just means that. That November is that more that new movement, that fresh start for you.
Would it be prompt by job? What? Because I'm not working, so.
Yeah, and I feel like that it is job related because, like I said, everything starts in November for you. It's like a whole new birth for you. It's like you just pop on the planet and really get more confident. A new beginning for you in November. So I would just keep looking forward, okay?
Okay.
All right, I appreciate you calling in. All right, thank you. No problem. All right, my phone lines are open. I have no calls at the moment. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. If you would like to be a part of the program, call in 347-327-9316 is a call-in number to the program as we start our second hour here as we get ready to go to 11 o'clock. It is 347-327-9316. My website address to set up full readings with me is www.insightswithmichael.com. Our email address is youareawakening@gmail.com. Okay, again, that is youareawakening@gmail.com and www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. Man, an hour's flown by already. That's exciting. We're going to go ahead and put on a song. And as we start our second hour, if you would like to call in, it's 347-327-9316. We'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Okay. All right. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program. All right. We are all in this together, aren't we? You and I, all together. And once we realize that, it will help us. Because sometimes, you know, I don't know about you, but I know that sometimes, you know, I think I'm the only person in the world that has that problem. And that's not true. There's somebody else that has that problem or maybe even something bigger. But when it's us, we can get really stuck with our problems. You know, they can start compounding us. And I think that's what happens a lot of times. You know, since we're in brand new energies right now, what I mean by that is for the last few years, there has been a sweep of energy over our planet. It's like wave after wave after wave after wave of energy. And this is going to continue for a while. So what we need to learn how to do is to how to work with the new energies. And that's what we're all trying to do right now. Almost every psychic medium is going through a changing period right now. Things that worked for us before aren't working for us now. And so what we have to do is adjust. And that's probably with you too, with your life. You're realizing, okay, wait, that used to work for me, but now there's something new happening. And so what you got to do is learn how to work with the new. All right, and I would love to help you with that. Just visit my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. Set up full readings with me. Because a lot of times you need more time than just this little short time that we have on air. So, but again, you know, just visit my website. All right. We're going to go ahead and talk a little bit. But if you would like to call into the program, you can do so. Just because I'm talking doesn't mean you can't call in. But we're going to go ahead and teach you a little bit of stuff today. And the one thing I want to talk about today is steps to take if you think you have a psychic child. And I'm going to tell a little bit about my experiences as a psychic child growing up in a family that really didn't understand what was going on. So I'm not going to say they weren't supportive, because I believe that they were supportive, but they just didn't understand how to work with me, how to help with me, and you know, stuff like that. So they just didn't have that knowledge. And if you don't have the knowledge, you know, what could be happening is you could go into a place of fear because you don't know what you're dealing with. And I know that my parents had no idea what they were dealing with. And so that's okay. I don't hold that against them, because they just did the best they could. But, you know, I began seeing spirits, man, when I was small. My very first contact that I can remember is with Stephen when I was about 7. And I've shared this many times on air, but maybe you're new, and I want to share it again today. And, you know, and maybe if you have a kid right now that is a psychic, you might have them come over to the over to the computer so they can hear the show a little bit. But I remember when I was 7 years old, I was outside in the yard playing with my brother and my sister, and not far from where I live now, but was over there and was outside, and I was playing with my brother and sister, and I got tired, and so I went over and I sit down by a tree and was just sitting there resting. And, you know, maybe talking to myself or whatever. And all of a sudden I looked over to my left, and there was an older gentleman in overalls, white hair, had a beard, and was just sitting there beside me. I wasn't scared, you know, but he was just talking to me. And I really don't understand, you know, I didn't understand what he was saying at that time. Didn't understand that he was a spirit guy. Didn't know all that stuff back then, but I just knew that I wasn't afraid of him. And then my brother said something to me, and I looked over where my brother was. I looked back, and this guy was gone. There was no footsteps, nothing, just gone. It wasn't years later until I restarted opening up again that I realized that that was Steven, my spirit guide back then. My next encounter with spirits that I can remember was me and my parents were driving down a main street here where I live, And I happened to look out the window, and I saw this woman being pushed towards the house by this other guy, and her hands were tied behind her back. She was in a blue dress, like with an apron on, and the guy was dressed in blue jeans and a checkered shirt, I think. And, you know, I saw in detail. That's how I see spirits sometimes. I can see them in detail, just like I see you. But, you know, we had drove by this house, and I told my dad that there was a woman in trouble because I didn't know, again, I didn't know that I could see through them. I didn't know all that stuff. I just saw a woman in trouble. And so my dad turns the car around. Long story short, nobody was there. And I got in trouble when I got home because my parents thought I was making stuff up. But I wasn't making stuff up. Most of the time, all the time, they were real. You know, my imaginary friends were not so imaginary. I remember when I was in grade school, you know, I couldn't sit by windows very much because I would have teachers that would sit me by windows. And windows, for some reason, is a portal for me into the spirit world. And when I look out the window, I don't just see the world that you would see. I see a whole nother realm. I see a whole nother spirit world. And I would have teachers that would just look at me and be like, you know, shake their heads because I would be so distracted. And they'd go, Michael, what are you seeing? And I would say, well, I see people in cover wagons and I see this. You know, they thought I had an overactive imagination, but it wasn't overactive imagination. It was a world that is right here with us that we just don't totally understand. But, you know, it's 1 foot in this world, 1 foot in that world. And that's how it's always been for me. So, you know, we just got to keep focused on that. Let's go ahead and talk to 302. 302, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in today.
Hi, Michael. It's Anne-Marie.
Hi, Anne-Marie. How can I help?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I would like you to, if you could, just say a prayer. Was denied disability through SSI, but I'm not going to give up because I believe what you told me and that I will get SSI. I'm going to think about contacting an attorney, but could you just pray for me because I don't want to turn negative and see this roadblock as a deterrent, but as a time to realize that perhaps the law of opposites is in effect, you know?
Okay.
What you want to call forth, always the dark will show up first. So if you could do that, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and Spirit wants me to tell you really quick here, Emery, is don't go into that depression thing, okay? Don't go into that place. This is just a little hiccup, okay? This is not a... You know, they don't even want you to look at this as a roadblock, okay? Because that's what it's not a roadblock. It's just a little bump in the road to, you know, for you to be patient, to teach you patience, to teach you determination, you know, releasing and surrendering this to the spirit, you know, just put them in charge. And as you put them in charge, things will definitely move forward for you. So let's go ahead and pray for the situation and do that, okay? Father and Mother God, we just thank you for Anne-Marie, and I thank you for her life. And right now, just encourage her. Just be there to, you know, let her know that things are going to work out, that this is just a part of the way the system works right now. It won't always work this way, but it's just part of the system that's in place at the moment. And just encourage her today. Just I want her to have an awesome day today. You know, you get past this little bump in the road and let her know that you're in control and that you will accomplish what you want to accomplish in her life. And I appreciate you doing that. And we say namaste and we say amen and we say it's done. All right?
Thank you, Michael. And I hope you have a great day as well.
I will. All right. Hey, Anne-Marie, before you go, I pulled a card for you. And it's the freedom card. So step into that freedom. Don't let your mind talk to you today. Just tell that thing to shut up, okay?
Yep, the stinking thinking.
Yeah, I know. You keep in your heart and on your head, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're the bomb.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, let's get back to the topic of the day. Okay, I will tell you, most of the children that are on our planet right now are gifted. And so, you know, what do we do with them? How do we work with them? How do we help them? Because, again, it goes back to, you know, I didn't really have that encouragement. I didn't have those people saying, okay, hey, you know, what you're seeing is real. So explain that a little bit more to me. You know, they just looked at me like, okay, what is going on with this guy? You know, especially my teachers. You know, it goes back to that story about, you know, I'd just sit by the windows and I would tell the teacher, you know, I'd be like, okay, you got to move me. I can't sit by the windows. And so, you know, they would move me. You know, I would always use the excuse that I couldn't see the chalkboard because of my eyes. Because I didn't know how to work with it. I didn't know what was going on with me. You know, there were times when I was growing up that I just thought I was bonkers. You know, that I was just like, okay, what is this? You know, but to me it also was so real. I was thought, okay, why no other person could see these people? You know, I didn't understand what was going on with me. Because I would see spirits, you know, really clear. And then as I got older, you know, probably about in the 90s, I restarted open up again. You know, started, you know, I was always open. I just wasn't talking about it. You know, my gifts didn't go anywhere. They were still in me. I just didn't talk about it. Because, well, again, it goes back to stuff that we don't understand, we fear. So I thought, well, maybe there is something wrong with me. Because I started to think, okay, why other people can't see this stuff? Why am I the only one that sees a trolley going downtown? You know, why am I the only one that sees lights in buildings that have been vacant for years? I didn't understand it. There was really no one out there helping me, really. So I had to just muddle along the best way I knew how. But now there's so many resources, so many things out there for parents to help with this. So let's look at empathy. Let's look at a child clairvoyance. Many psychic kids will show the ability of clairvoyance, which comes from the meaning of empathy. This means that the child is able to comprehend another person, a spirit or animal's pain, joy, or any other emotion. The understanding does not have to solely emotional. He can feel other physical pain as well. Okay. Let's go to me. When I was, I have empathy. Okay. And so what I can do is I can feel spirits, emotions, their pain, all that stuff. So what we have to do is figure out how to work with it. So what are the signs to look for in your child to see if they have empathy? Understands how other people are feeling without any words or body language. Can feel the pain of other people, animals, and sometimes plants. I remember when I was a little kid, when I was, again, I was about 7 or 8, I found a bird that had passed on laying out in the driveway. And I remember it almost as clear as if it happened yesterday. It was a little blackbird, and it was just laying there. And I began to cry, and my mom came out, and she said, "What is wrong with you?" And I was just crying and crying and crying, and I could feel the pain that that bird went through. And I was just like, you know, but I didn't understand, and my mom didn't understand. We had a little funeral for the bird, and... But, you know, going back to your child, so no specific details regarding a being's pain without being told, cries when others cry, you know, very sensitive, you know, watching movies that are you know, make them sad. So what do you do, okay, with your child that has empathy? Best thing you can do is develop the ability by having both you and your child close your eyes and ask him or her to describe how you are feeling. Okay, then at the same time, you try to read the child's emotions, okay, as well. Okay, step two. When people hold this ability, they need to learn how to block out these feelings too. It isn't healthy to constantly be feeling the pain of others. Okay, the one thing that I've learned over years is that was overwhelming for me because I have the ability of clairvoyance, empathy. And what I was doing when I first started opening up is I could feel everybody's pain. I could feel everybody on the planet. And so I had to learn how to control that, how to hone it where I'm not so overwhelmed. Because you can imagine if you're feeling everything around you, that could be overwhelming. So now I've learned through meditation, I've learned how to work with that better than ever before. And so I don't feel that as much as I used to. Okay. Now let's go to mediumship. Okay, let's just say mediums, seeing angels or fairies or spirits. This is a gift and should not be taken lightly. Okay. Okay, so let's say, okay, you have a little boy, a little girl, and your son or daughter comes in to your bedroom and, you know, says, "Hey, there's an old man in my room and he has a pitchfork and stuff like that." Okay, so what are you going to do with that? Are you just going to brush it off? Or what you need to do is say, okay, can you describe this person? Because they might be seeing, you know, their great-grandfather or somebody else. And so what you do is you work with them. Never, ever, ever make your child feel uncomfortable. Work with them. You know, if they're coming in and saying that they see, you know, great-great-grandma and, you know, there are stories after stories of kids describing people that they've never, ever come in contact with in detail. If that is happening, most likely you have a medium in your house. Or, you know, if they're saying, you know, the phone rings and all of a sudden your kid says, that's Aunt Becky calling. And before you even look at caller ID, they're recognizing who's calling. Work with that. You know, don't ever tell your child that they're not seeing that. Because they believe that they are, and they are seeing things. They're seeing something. Work with them. And work with yourself. The one thing I will tell you is don't ever think that you're bonkers, because you're not. If you're seeing a shadow, you're seeing a shadow. You might not see spirits in detail like I do. That's okay. And you might. Never question that. Just go with it. Go with the flow of it. All right? So if you would like to be a part of the program, it's 347-327-9316. You do have to push your 1 if you would like to talk to me. There's a couple calls on the switchboard. I don't know if you're just listening. If you want to talk to me, you do have to push that 1. So the caller number is 347-327-9316. The one thing that we need to realize is that right now, the veil between our world and that world is thinning and thinning and thinning and thinning. So what we're going to do is we are going to see more. We're going to experience more. We're going to go through different changes here and there. So what do you do with the children that are coming up? Watch them. You know, a lot of them that are on our planet right now, their energy is so high. They are so advanced spiritually. They just need somebody to help them understand what's going on with them. Because they don't know what's going on with them. It's like they've been placed on a planet and they're like, whoa, okay, now what do I do? They need you. They need us to work with them and say, okay, this is what you're feeling, this is what's going on, and it's nothing to be afraid of. We got to get out. We had a guest the other day that talked about this for a little bit. You know, we got to get the Hollywood thing out of our head. That is not how the spirit world is. That makes for good movies. Well, maybe some good movies. But that makes for movies, and that's Hollywood. That's not reality. The spirit world is an awesome place. It's a place of wonder. It's a place of bliss. I have one foot in this world and one foot in that world. And I can tell you that there is nothing to be afraid of there. It is a place that is just super happy. It's a place where your loved ones are. It's joyful. You know, most of the activity that goes on around us and in our homes is our loved ones wanting to communicate with us, saying, "Hi, I'm right here." All we got to do is be open to it. We got to be open to communication. And what I mean by that is this. We got to be willing to talk to them. It's sort of like, the best way I could describe it, it's like, okay, let's say that I have a best friend. We're going to name him Don. Okay? We're going to name my imaginary best friend as Don. Okay? And Don and I want to talk to each other. So what we have to be open to communication. We have to pick up the phone and we have to dial the number and we have to be open. That's what we need to be with our loved ones on the other side. That's why I do this program. Why I do a mediumship readings. To give you that one more day, one more conversation with your loved ones. We have to be open to communication. That is the step. The first step is being open to communication. Talking about being open to communication, let's take some calls that came in. 203, you're on there with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Could I have your name, please?
Hi, Tabitha.
Okay, how can I help you today?
You're doing psychic readings, right, Ken?
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Well, I just had a question about this guy that I'm talking to. I'll hear from him for a few days, and then I won't hear from him at all. And he's kind of older than me. I just didn't know where you'd see that going, relationship-wise.
Okay. I'm sorry I wasn't listening, because as soon as, and this could be a spirit that's trying to communicate with you, so I'm going to stick with this for a minute, because as soon as I started talking to you, I heard like a banging noise, and so I'm going to see if this is a spirit that's wanting to communicate with you, okay? That's my job as a medium, because immediately I heard a tapping noise, and so I just want to stop and be sure that there's not a spirit that's trying to come through to communicate with you. Now, okay, I feel like that there is a spirit at this moment that I'm going to recognize. Now, is your father on the other side? Is your dad on the other side? Or is there anybody, like, father figure on the other side to you?
My father is on the other side.
Okay. Because immediately I was getting father energy. And he's coming forward at this moment just to tell me for you to take it easy as far as this relationship goes. So he has the answer to this. I thought that, you know, because he just wants you to know that he's quite aware of what's going on in your life and stuff like that. So here comes some father advice from the other side, telling you to take it slow as far as this relationship goes. So he wants you to be really slow. As far as on my part, I would agree with that. Go really slow here. I do feel like that this could work out for you, but just be slow. Look for communication. You know, I feel like you guys need to communicate more. Does that make sense to you? Because
yeah.
I keep seeing a yellow blinking light, and a yellow blinking light to me is slow. You know, it's just, you know, be cautious. I'm not saying that this will can't work out, because I feel like it can work out. But you just need to be conscious of what's going on with him, you know, this other person involved, and just don't push, you know, because if you push, you know, you could push him away. So, but I do feel long-term relationship here, but communication is the key, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hopefully that helps.
Yeah, no, that helps.
Okay, all right, thank you. I appreciate you calling
you.
In. All right, bye-bye. We're going to be right back. I need to check some energy, so I'm going to take a little break. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We're going to take a very short break. You're on there with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Margie.
Hi, Margie. I thought it might be you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there.
Well,
so, yeah. And that's all we can do sometimes is just hang in. We just got some weird energies moving around on our planet, so you know we just got to deal with those. But how can I help you today?
Well, I guess just to see... if Spirit has anything to tell me or something positive.
Positive, okay. Well, I hope that we're positive here on Spiritual Talk Radio. I hope that we don't go around saying negative things. So, but let me see here. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay, Spirit's telling me that once you change your thinking to positive, things will be positive. And what they mean by that, there's a lot of times we have a tendency of focusing on the problem,
yeah,
and not the solution of the problem. You know, we have, okay, we have this going on, and we focus, hey, I'm really bad about this. So we focus on the problem and not say, okay, the solution. You know, and right now, all you're seeing, Margie, is the problem, okay. And it looks bigger than you. I don't know what's going on, but there's something major going on right now. And Spirit says that you're just focused, that it's not going to get any better. So what we got to do is change your thinking that it is going to get better and refocus. Does that make sense to you? Because you need to refocus. Also, are you planning on a trip?
No. No, excuse me.
Okay, who's coming to see you? Because there's somebody coming to see you.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
Around next month. Looks like about the end of the month. Looks like somebody's coming to visit for a few days.
I don't know. That would be nice.
Yeah. So, and to get you out of this, because right now you're in a little bit of a funk here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would break loose some of this stagnated energy. And the other thing that I want you to do is after we're done talking, what I want you to do, and this would help with some of the stagnated energy that's around you, what I want you to do is this is a very simple thing, and everybody else can listen to this, because this is a very simple thing to help break loose stagnated energy. A lot of times we don't even know about this, or we haven't been taught this, and I was taught this, and I do it all the time. If I'm just feeling stagnated energy around me, I'll just run to a faucet, kitchen faucet, bathroom faucet, run cold water, and just run your hands underneath the cold water, the tops, the bottoms, and then just dry them off. That will help.
Okay.
That's a very simple technique, and it actually works for me. The other thing that I do sometimes that helps with stagnated energy, because that's what's going on right now. Your energy is a little stagnated. So that doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that we need to break that off of there. And the other thing that I do is I'll go get me a tub of warm water and put a little bit of sea salt in there, and we'll just soak my feet. That will help with the stagnated energy, and it also will help with grounding. You're off a little bit off balance right now. Your emotions are off balance. Does that make sense that your emotions are peaking right now? Yeah. So I would watch that. The other thing that I would ask you to do is after the show, can you just give me a call and we can talk, because I was going to talk to you. So I was hoping you would call in someday. So give me a call after the show and we can talk a little bit off air. That stagnated energy you're feeling right now, Margie, that thing should start lifting off of you as you go into the weekend. You won't be feeling it as intense. They're going to give you a little bit of a break here where you can actually go, breathe. So you're going to do that. But I keep seeing a trip with you. I don't know if, maybe just a weekend thing that you're going to be planning or something like that. Because I see that you need to get away for a little bit.
Well, I'm thinking about it next month.
Okay.
Let's see. This is September, right? Okay, October. No, November.
Okay.
I was kind of thinking of November, but
yeah.
I just have to see what's going on at that
yeah,
time.
Just a little bit of a getaway, because I think that would help. And the other thing that you need to do is just go for a walk. You know, just there are just sometimes simple things that people can do to break loose stagnated energy, and one of them is just getting out of the house. That's one thing that I'm going to do here in a little bit. just hop on my little bike and go pedal for a while.
Since I have surgery, it's kind of hard to go for a walk,
put on some music that you like, watch a funny TV show, just something different to break that stagnated energy out, because right now you're just feeling very stuck. I mean, physically you can't do a lot of stuff right now, so just don't get into that place of depression. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye bye. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye. Okay. It looks like Rose has joined us, so let her screen that call for me. And Rose, I appreciate you being here today. She just popped in, or something's going on. So, all right. No one there. Okay. All right. Let's talk to Rose. 702. You're on air. Hi.
Hey, Michael. Would you look at me and see if you pick up health wise, please? I'm not feeling so hot the last couple of days.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to totally move out of me to look at you because so give me just a minute here, Rose, because I'm going to have to keep my stuff out of here. So, and these are hard sometimes, but let me see if I can see this. What I need you to do, Rose, I need you to close your eyes as I tap your energy, okay? And please keep your eyes closed until I ask you to open them, okay? Okay, you can open your eyes. Do you have thyroid problems?
Not that I know of. Those tests have always come out okay.
Okay, they're always coming out okay. Okay. The other thing that I'm seeing right now is you're just basically there's just a virus attacking right now. Drink plenty of fluids today. Keep an eye on that. If you don't feel much better tomorrow, I would, look at maybe going to urgent care or something like that, something in your area. I don't know what's there, where you could get checked out. Might need some antibiotics to kick this thing, but I don't see anything serious. This is just a virus attacking you. And also there's an energy shift that's going on inside of you at the same time. So that's what's making this more compound. My suggestion for you today is rest, because you've been overdoing a little bit, in the last couple of days, just going. So give Rose a day off and also eat. You need to, let me see what your body's lacking. Hold on for just a minute, because your body's lacking something. Let me see, because there's something you're not getting. There's a deficiency of some sort. Vitamin B would help.
Okay, I actually have a bottle that's sitting here that last night I was looking at going, I need to get back on that.
Yeah, you need to get back on that. Your body needs vitamin B. right now. So take that and see if you feel better. Main thing right now, fluids and rest today. Okay, I don't want you really overdoing today. You need some rest. So take some time off.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No problem. All right. Hang in there, and I'll talk to you off air as well, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 302. You're on air with me. Okay, hold on for just a second, because I might be going back to Rose. Hold on for just a second. Okay. 302, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Anne Marie again. I forgot to give you confirmation and affirmation on something that you said about my son. And he was so excited. If you have a second, can I do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I forgot to give you confirmation and affirmation on, you told me that Joseph, the shaman, that he, number one, was that he had a flute, a wooden flute. That's true. That is true. Given to him by an elderly gentleman. But the thing that I really wanted to tell you was, you said that he was going to be returning back to the States to take care of some kind of business. It could be a funeral, a dad, whatever. And it wouldn't be for long, but a short stay. Well,
right.
It's true. He could not believe it. He said, oh, my God. He goes, so Mike the Psych is for real. I was like, Joseph, I've been telling you to email him. He was cracking me up. Yep, he's got to come back. You said about year's end. He's thinking January, February-ish.
Right.
To escort a friend from Oregon down to Peru.
Oh. Well, that's cool. That's awesome. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
He was so excited. He's like, you got to tell him. You got to tell him. I said, he hasn't been on. You weren't well. I've been praying for you. And so he's been, like, driving me batty with this stuff. Did you talk to him? Have you talked to him? I said, not yet, hon, not yet. He said, yeah. I mean, that freaked him out. I'm telling you. He was like, wow.
Yeah, because you told me that he wasn't coming home. I was like,
No, he said, no. And actually, he said, this is the most excited I've been about returning to the States in 4 years. Why, Mom? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, there's something. Yeah, there's something big that Spirit's got for him, so that's good. So he just has to keep on moving forward. So, yeah, and tell him, I'm definitely for real. So that's funny.
I'm not saying he doubted that, but,
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Mom, and he's there, and
Well, he just trying to protect you and watch over you and just don't want you. I understand that totally. Just tell him I said hi, and I would love to talk to him sometime. So, all right.
He has a
Thank
hard
you.
Time calling. The only way would be emailing. Would you respond to that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would. I would definitely like to talk to him.
And that would be
email.
What? WW or You Are Awakening?
YouAreAwakening@gmail.com is our email address.
Okay, so it's going to come up either Joey Jaguar 13 or Joseph Greenstone.
Okay, all right. I'm looking forward
thanks,
to it.
Michael.
Okay,
right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, we're going to take another call here really quick, and then we're going to be done for today, call-wise anyhow, because we're running out of time. Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
I'm good. How can I help you today? You're my last call of the day. How can I help?
Oh, wow. I'm honored. My question is regarding the love interest, and wanted to know, when you saw us having a face-to-face and talking with each other, kind of reconnecting.
Okay. I'm having a really, really hard time hearing you. But as far as your question goes, let me just repeat back to the question. So be sure I have the right question. So you're asking about when you're going to have a face-to-face with your love interest. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. When will we connect?
Okay. Okay, when you guys are reconnecting, I'm gonna say here in October, definitely, because I just used the word definite. So I would say in October, I would say about that second week in October, there would be a reconnection, a face to face meeting with him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
His brother passed, and since you're a medium, I just wondered if his brother would. would want to step in and give me any pointer or any message for him or
okay. Let me see if I can. I've been reading for a little bit, so I'm getting a little bit tired. But let me see if I can tap into that. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Because I pour a lot of myself into this. I pour a lot of myself into every reading I do, so I'm getting a little tired. So, but let me. The one thing I keep hearing, and I don't know if it's from brother on the other side or anything like that, but I keep hearing the word being patient with him, and not pushing. So I would say just be there for him and just encourage him. And just let him know that you're there if he needs you. Because I just keep hearing the word patience over and over and over and over. And does that make sense to you? Why would
yeah,
I hear
perfect.
That? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be gentle. And just be there. Because what he needs right now in his life is a solid rock. And somebody that he knows that he can talk to and that he can be himself with. So and that's you. You got really awesome energy. And so
the hardest
definitely.
Part is,
yeah, go ahead.
The hardest
go ahead,
part is that he hurt me, and
right.
I have a hard time with. I don't want to let any anger out, and we haven't talked, so it's hard for me to get past the anger without talking.
Right, and the thing is you can't be okay. I'm going to talk directly to you about your anger, and because I've been there. The one thing that we do a lot as humans is we get into that angry place and we stay in that angry place. And you said that you don't want that out. Well, it has to get out somehow. If it's not with him, just let it out by going out in the woods somewhere and screaming, or because you got to get that anger out because you've been hurt.
I've been doing it myself, but I'd like to finally resolve whatever I have issue with him and get it out for good so it doesn't come back.
Right, yeah, and your fear is coming in here, you're afraid of how he's going to react and stuff like that, and that's what we do sometimes, and most of that is our brain talking, of how the other person is going to react. The one thing I would tell you is get it out of you so when you do talk to him about it, it's not explosive. Following what I'm saying, that you don't have that explosive anger, that you can talk about. Okay, you hurt me really bad when you did that. This is how that made me feel. Bring it on you. By saying I felt this. That way you're not threatening him, and he doesn't go into a defensive mode. Following what I'm saying. So, but you definitely need to talk to him about it. So, get it out and then talk to it without all that explosive and energy with it, okay?
Yeah, definitely I will.
Yeah, you got to forgive, and forgiving is hard at times. So,
I have.
Yeah. So just, and what I would do is, if possible, if you have a friend or somebody, you could rehearse with, of how you're going to, how you're going to talk about it, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not, just do it in front of a mirror. Because I've done that before, where I've had to talk to somebody and I've had anger. And so what I would do is go to a mirror and talk and say, okay, this is how that made me feel. And just rehearse it a little bit. Because you don't want that explosive charge behind it, because then it's going to get defensive, and then it's just going to blow up and make things worse.
Right.
Okay. All right, but
yeah,
I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that's helped.
Yes, very much so. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate your show.
No, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you listening. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to spend the last few minutes here talking about something with you all. We're at the end of the month again, and the end of the month get here quick, don't they? Okay, so I'm just going to throw some stuff out to you guys, okay, because this is your program as well as it's mine. And so we're at a point right now that I need your help. Our bills are due here at Spiritual Talk Radio. It costs money to offer you the program that we have right now. Okay, I've been praying and considering a couple of things. So here they are. One of them is you guys make a donation and we continue on forward as we are right now. What that means is that we can be on for a couple of hours like today. And we get to talk to you for a couple of hours. That costs me about $40 a month to be able to do that here on Blog Talk Radio. So what I need is you guys doing the best gift. I'm not asking one person to give $40. I'm asking for your best gift. And you can do that by going over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can find a link to that on www.insightsmichael.com. And click over there, and on that front page, you'll find a donation button. Without that money, we're going to go to a free account come October 1st. What that means is a free account gives us a 30-minute show. I probably won't have time to do readings and stuff like that. So, you know, those are the options on my plate right now. So, you know, I'm just bringing it to you. You know, if you can give $5, $10, $20, whatever you can give, I would appreciate it. Because I feel like that we need to stay as we are. But, you know, right now I don't have the finances. I just got out of the hospital. I have a lot of financial problems there. So, you know, I need your help. You know, $5. We got a huge listener base. And I want to say thank you to you guys because you guys are awesome. You guys support the show by coming here and listening. And, you know, there's some really great things that I have in store. But, again, it's that financial crunch. I'll be glad when we live in a world where we don't have this. But right now I have this, you know. And that's what I'm faced with. You know, on October, not October, but at the end of this month, you know, we're good until the 1st. And then the 1st of October, we'll go to a free account. That means 30 minutes. That means, oh, and also the other thing I want to tell you, it also means that we can only take 5 callers. Right now I have unlimited where a lot of people can call in. And so what would happen is you would hear beep, 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 a busy single. I don't want that. So let's you know, pray about it. You know, focus on it and things like that. Also, let me go also tell you that, you know, right now our readings are on sale at the moment. That price will go up to our original price come October 1st. So you might want to think about booking a reading with me right now. So, you know, those are things that I want to bring to you. The one thing that I've always been on this program, always will be on this program, and honest with you, right now we're in crunch time. So, you know, I'll be praying about what Spirit wants us to do. I just don't have the money. And that's just the way it is. I just don't have it. And, you know, I could maybe scrape some pennies together, but pennies and dimes and nickels can only go so far. So I need your help. All right? Enough said about that. All right. Because I believe that Spirit will do what Spirit wants to do, and Spirit will bless us. The other thing that I want to mention to you, I am offering a channeled reading. You can find that if you go over and you click like for readings. It's there. It's not all posted on our website yet. But I am offering a channeled reading with Stephen. So, and if you don't know who Stephen is my spirit guide. And so we're going to do that. Stephen will be channeling more on air as we go forward into October. I got some really awesome guests coming up in October. Some really good things packed up there. So let's move forward, okay? Again, if you would like to go and make a donation, you can find that information at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Or you can just go to www.insightswithmichael.com and click the thing that says Spiritual Talk Radio, and it will take you over there. All right? Either way. All right. Man. I can't believe that we've already been on for 2 hours today. This seems like it's gone by fast, hasn't it? So thank you so much for being a part of the program and by listening and all that stuff. I love you guys. I really do. And I hope you know that. Those are just not words I say. Those are words that I mean. Okay, a lot of times we have to realize that sometimes we just say things. You know, it's like when we say, when we run across a person, usually we say, hi, how are you? But do we ever take time to stop and find out how they are? You know, what we got to realize, especially as we move forward into new energies, is we got our words and our actions, they need to line up. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye to you for now. We will be on air again on Monday. What time? I have no idea. This time works a little better for me anyhow. So we're going to try to stay there maybe. So just pay attention to your show page on Spiritual Talk Radio and stuff like that. But we will be on air on Monday sometime. So have a great weekend. I'm going to take the weekend off and rest up a little bit. And continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my family. My mom actually needs your prayers a lot right now. So continue to pray for her. I would appreciate it so much. And we'll talk to you again on Monday. Yeah. All right. Peace be with you, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow.
Peace be with you.